Hey, what's up, everybody? This your host, Wilbur Davis. Yay, yay! And we back for another one. This right here, this episode will be called We Need Each Other. You know what I mean? We need each other. You know? And that's a true fact. You know what I'm saying? Because we one body, you know, we one body, so it's like, you know, a link necklace, you know what I mean, it all tied together, you know, but in order to do that, you know, we all got to get along, and that's the problem we having today, because everybody want to fight and argue, you know. And then want to, you know, dictate who get what and tripping over life. Some people vision of life is on the wrong path. You know what I mean? And then it all get tangled up into one equation, one big old snowball, you know. And you gotta, undo all that. And, you know, most people, and people don't know how to do that. We don't know how to do that as a people without Jesus Christ. Let's put it like that. You know what I mean? You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah 8:10. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, we don't know what we doing. We don't know where we going. You know, it's time to quit pretending. It's time to mature. You know, time to put up the sippy cup. You know what I mean? And get a grown man or a grown woman drink. You know what I mean? Time to sip on this spirit. Quit playing with it, you know what I mean? I'm going to be real with you, you know. I don't cut no corners. I don't choose no sides or nothing like that, you know. I'm just trying to get mine and be 1,000, you know, with God. True and honest. You know what I mean? I don't play with this. I don't play with God. I don't do that. No, I had that. No. No way, not me. You know. I'm finding my way. He's showing me the way, and I'm gonna let him lead. And go ahead, take the wheel, Lord, please. For the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing the captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know what I mean? Let that devil sit down and whoop on you. You know. Call your brother. Call your sister. Call somebody. Pray together. Fight back in the spirit. It's a spiritual war out here. And the enemy is attacking us through each other because we choose to be blind. The world come short of knowing from a lack of knowledge. Knowing the truth from a lack of knowledge, you know what I mean? You'd rather choose these streets. You'd rather, you know, have 3 or 4 females or dudes or whatever going on, you know what I mean? Or you rather hit the block, or you rather do this, you know. And then they got on the back burner. And they don't want to call on him until he in trouble. But don't even know how you going to accept the good without the bad. You got consequences for that. Also, you got to remember that, too. Now, you might be getting by, but you ain't getting away. You can believe that. The Lord said, I chastise them who I love. Woo-wee! Yeah. Yeah, you can keep on playing with it. You can even have a great life, or you can have a hard life. You can fight with God, or you can fight against Him. You got to make a choice. Huh? Quit all this fighting out here, man. God said, vengeance is mine. Oh, Lord, you're so good to us. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for taking the scales off my eyes and showing me the light, showing me the way. I'll be serving Jesus Christ as an ambassador for Christ, as an ambassador for the rest of my life, straight up. To my eyes closed. Everybody keep your head up. Stay prayed up. And keep moving forward. And listen to the spirit of hope and trust. And the peace of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Peace.